So this is part two of my recording of the blog article in today's Guardian. So I was saying that our school, we decided to fully embrace the computing curriculum without waiting to be told by curriculum change the government, purely because it felt the right thing to do. And since we've been doing this, we've been harvesting the experiences and the achievement that's brought our children. And I believe that there's a huge amount of educational value to be gained from studying computing science, like studying and emulating the brain works, not just thinking, oh, I'm going to go off and do a degree in computer science. I just think there's a lot of value in it. One of the first things we tried 4 years ago was we added Scratch into the diet for all of our pupils. And it was a fantastic success right from the start. We found that children were downloading it at home and then sharing games they'd created in lesson. Then they developed them at home. And one thing that happened was in 2011, two of our girls from our school won a UK programming competition in Scratch. It was great to show it. Girls could do this in our school, not just the boys. If you've never used Scratch before, a good way to think of it, it's like programming with Lego bricks. And there's a global community who are very supportive. And if you've got issues with Scratch, you don't know what you're doing, they'll help you. And you know, I highly recommend that you join up to share the same successes that we've had. Since winning with Scratch, we've become more adventurous, experimenting with lots of different programming languages and resources, and the response from children has been really encouraging. This year, we introduced the OCR GCSE computing qualification, and although we do have one class, it didn't attract quite the amount of interest I expected. The main reason was that children don't really understand what computing is when we talk about it. So I recorded a hack rap to help children develop a better awareness, but it was meant to be done in such a cheeky way to get kids talking about it. One of the next moves was to introduce more programming into our ICT curriculum. So we've been teaching programming languages like Python to all year 7, 8 and 9. And I've been blogging about this, recording interviews, audio boos, but we've not stopped there and we're still on the journey. One ambition I've tried is to encourage more girls to take an interest in computing. So I've tried a few different things, trying to get girls to think that it's not true that it's not for girls. Some of the things we've done, we've had some events like the Inside the Machine and the After Hours events, where we've had parents, grandparents have come in. Our last event, we had 50. So our next event, Hack to the Future, it's going to be our most successful yet, with over 300 people coming from around the Northwest and beyond. The main aim of the day is to provide children with a huge range of experiences all about computing science. And the idea is the digital creators of today meet the digital creators of tomorrow. So we've got 100 digital creators all lined up to come and speak to children coming. And some of them come from big corporations like Microsoft and Google, but we've also got some from universities, local software developers, and we've got a worldwide exclusive. The BBC research and development team are going to be revealing their new coding platform, being called or dubbed the BBC Micro 2. If you want to know more about developing computing science in your curriculum or getting involved, you really need to join the Computing at School network. It's free. Anybody can join. You just have to have an interest in promoting computing science in school. And if you want to visit a Hack to the Future event, then you can contact me, maybe on Twitter. I'm at TechnoTeacher, T-E-K-N-O, teacher. The next event that we're having is Saturday the 12th of February in Preston. We really want as many children to come along as possible. So if you can, you'll find it online, www.hackademy, that's hackademy.org.uk. Thank you for listening. And you'll find a blog in The Guardian. There's loads of stuff in The Guardian all this week. And please go there and have a read of it. Thank you.